Crazy Big Fish by Jill Adams. Episode 1. Fish is back in Hull.
Saturday, Monday, appears again. Where was the weekend? I lost it again. Rented a bus stop. It's never...
If you want to change your life, get fit, make new friends and be confident, then forget slimming. Become a Crazy Big Fish. Join the Crazy Big Fish Theatre Company, a drama group for women of all ages and backgrounds. Auditions for the play Fish and Leather will be held at the Riley Centre at 2 o'clock on Monday, September the 22nd. So, if you want to be in the spotlight, then just leave your name and details and I'll look forward to seeing you on Monday. Thanks.
Oh, hi. Hiya. Hello. My name's Pauline Smith. I'm ringing about the auditions for the play Fish and Leather. Oh, hang on. Diana! Get in your basket. Calm down. There's a good girl. I won't be long. Hiya. Sorry about that. She gets jealous when I'm on the phone. Min dog, that is. Well, like I said, I'm very interested in...
Hello. My name's Barbara Levrack, and I'm ringing about the auditions. Dad, turn the telly down. Sorry. He always turns telly up when I'm on the phone. Anyway, I'll be at the audition, and I love acting, dancing, singing.
Barbara, I can just come up to you.
Anything to do with show business, really. Thanks. Hi, my name's Sandy Chapman. I'm 5'5", with long blonde hair and a good figure, good sense of humour, and loads of dancing experience. I can't give you my number because my mum would go ballistic if she knew I was even considering the stage. But I will definitely...
Hiya, it's me again, Pauline. We got bipped off. Just to say, can you give me a call, as I'm a bit worried, about parking near a big council estate and leaving Diana in the car? And will it be costing us anything, because I'm living on a tight budget? And, Diana, put that down!
Give it here.
Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello, can you hear me? Oh, is this one of them answer things?
Get off the phone. Oh, I'm waiting to hear about a job.
To whom it may concern, I'm ringing about our Rita. She's be coming to see you to your competition this afternoon. Her name is Mrs. Rita Walker, and she's very good at singing Patsy Cline on the karaoke. Thank you. Oh, I can't leave the number in case her husband... Oh, heck.
Can't you even turn a kettle off yourself?
Where's Rita?
You're waiting for a cup of tea and your breakfast, are you?
Yeah, I am. Why, that bothers you, does it? I might have a bit of work this afternoon. Fella needs a bit of something substantial inside him. You'd better not have been trying to ring me whilst you was on the phone to the bookies.
It wasn't the bookies. Anyway, don't you think it's about time you did something for yourself now and again? That lass waits on your hand and foot. And I'm telling you, Billy, she looks old.
She looks her age. There's nothing wrong with that.
I said she looks old. And 45 is not old. But 65 is getting there. And our Rita started looking 65.
Thank you, Mother. Billy, go faff in your shed.
I don't faff. Only women faff.
Yeah, and fellas sit on the faff.
That's enough, ma'am. Go on, Billy, get from under my feet. I'll fetch you your tea and you'll have to do with the bacon butter this morning.
What about me cooked breakfast? I've got a job on today.
He said that yesterday.
Yes, thank you, Mother. So what was you doing on the phone?
She was ringing the bookies.
Oh, we're not. What's the point? She's got me pension.
Only to stop you from chugging it down the drain.
So am I getting a cooked breakfast or not?
No, you're not.
You're too fat.
And we ain't got out in. Aye. Well, let me know when Mick rings. I'll be down the shed. Mug of tea and a nice bit of toast will do me, love.
Toast? Since when has he ever eaten toast?
Very meat toast. It'll do him good. I'd have a slice myself, only my dentures are playing me up again.
I can press redial, you know.
Go on, do it, if you don't believe me.
Right, I will.
No, Rita, no. You're right, it was the bookies.
Ma'am, what are you up to?
Toast burning.
Mother?
I was just ringing about that competition you saw in last night's paper. I just gave him your name, that's all.
What competition?
I told him you can do a smashing Patsy Cline.
Eh?
They were very interested.
Who?
Them theatre people.
Mother, that's not a competition. It's an audition to be in a play, that's all. I told you last night I'm not interested.
You're good at acting. Well, you might be.
I've only been in one play, and that's when I was 10. I only had 2 lines and I still stuttered. They're not going to want me, ma'am. Look at me. I'm fat and daft and... Oh, now this is the last of the bread and I've burnt his flipping tongue.
Listen to me. There's no harm in going and seeing what it's all about. I had a dream last night and you was in Coro. Sat in Emily Bishop's old house you was, gabbing away with Vera. Like old mates you were. I swear it were a sign. You're destined to be a star, you are, love, I know it. I'd put money on it.
Ma'am, you put money on anything. Anyway, I'm not going and that's an end to it. Now go and have a lie down.
I've just got up.
Well, go and watch Richard and Judy.
You know I can't stand them. Don't even like her much.
Well, stay out of Billy's way. Got to get down the market and see what scrag ends we can afford. And stay off the phone, all right?
But I want you to think about it, Rita. It might even give you a bit of confidence, love.
Confidence, ma'am? I can't even spell it.
No, but you might learn.
I was always the last one to be picked for team. Never the first to put my hand up with the right answer. I never won any prizes or medals or certificates. Some people find it easy, don't they? Thin people, that is. They can run and not wobble. They can walk and not be out of breath. I'm always out of breath, me. I even sweat pegging the washing out on the line. I can't remember the last time I felt attractive. Don't think I ever did. Not really. Not even on my wedding day. Most of the time I feel invisible. Daft, isn't it? Someone my size feeling invisible. But it's true. I do.
Hey, never mind sniffing lamppost, lady. What have I told you about that, eh? It's dirty, Diana. Now, come on. Let's get in the car and get going. Oh, I don't believe it. That flaming traffic warden's given me another parking ticket. Right. Hey, you! Oh, yes, you!
Not you again. Look.
I was only gone 5 minutes. I only nipped in to get my dog some chocolate drops. What the hell are you playing at?
I told you before. Park on double yellows and you'll get a ticket. This is a busy street and double yellow lines are there for a reason. I'm just doing my job, lady. Give me a break.
You're lucky I'm in a rush to get to my audition, else I would give you a break. A break, your flaming neck! Oh, now look what you've done. Does your boss know you hassle innocent people?
Innocent? There's no innocent about you. What's your audition for? Town crier?
Very funny. No, it's true, you're a very funny man. Funny looking and funny in the flaming head. Come on, Diana. Ignore this horrible man. We're far too busy for all this.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
You being funny again?
No. I said good luck for your audition.
You think I'll need it, don't you?
Mrs, you get the part, trust me. They won't dare say no to you.
I haven't finished with that play yet. I want to wipe it with some bread.
Dad, I want to get washed up. You know I've got to get ready for my audition.
Don't know why you're bothering. You know what you like. You're a flaming liability. Look what happened to you when you took up tap dancing. You fell off the stage and nearly broke your bloody neck.
Aye, well, I've got new glasses now.
And what about me? I had palpitations on the lav again this morning.
That's your own fault, Dad. I've told you. You need more roughage, that's all. Anyway, you can say what you like. I'm going. You know I love the theatre.
I know I'm a dying man, left on my own day and night.
Now who's being dramatic? Dying man? Dad, you had a stroke. A minor stroke. It was just a warning, that's all.
Aye, it was a warning. A warning, my life's in the balance. If your mother were alive, she'd nurse me day and night.
If my man were alive, she'd have left you by now.
What use are you going to be to him, any road? You're half blind and you're only half there most of the time. I just don't want to see you disappointed again, that's all. No one's going to want you.
Yeah. Well, if I don't go, I'll never know, will I?
Yes, she'll be there, love. I'll tell her. I've got to go. There's someone at the door. Oh, heck, it's our Rita. Thank you. Hello, love. Can I help you put shopping away?
You've been on that phone again, haven't you? And don't lie, I saw you through the glass. Here, I've got your 10 ciggies. Make them last and all, because that's the last you get until the next week.
He finishes them off me.
Well, hide them. Oh. I am so sick of living from hand to mouth, ma'am. If I'm not down the shops, I'm on my hands and knees, scrubbing or cooking or up to my elbows in flaming washing. What's it all for, eh? To try and keep you and him and the kids happy.
I know, love, but the kids have left home, Rita. You shouldn't be having a rant for the teas all the time. They've got more money than you. Can't you see? That's why I want you to go to this audition.
Ma'am, it's not going to help feed the kids, is it?
No, but it might put a smile on your face. Give you something to look forward to. Something you might even be good at.
I'm good at looking after my family, ma'am.
And so was I. Look where that got me.
What do you mean?
Rita, I'm 68. I'm half deaf, half blind. And let's face it, I've never been a beautiful woman.
Ma'am, you had lovely hair. You still have.
Whether I was or not, it don't matter to me anymore. But I'm still all there. In here, in me head. And here, in me heart. And don't you think I don't lay awake on a night and wish I'd done something brave? Something exciting. Something that I knew was going to take every bit of me courage to get through it.
You lived through the war.
Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm your mother. I'm talking about doing something for yourself, for no one else. Because you want to, and deep down you know you can.
It's too late now. The audition's at 2.
I'll do the washing and bake a ham and egg pie. Even Billy likes my pastry. Anyway, I've told him you'll be there.
Ma'am, you haven't.
Just go and see what it's all about, that's all. If you feel daft...
And fat and old.
You can come straight home.
And waste the bus money to town and back.
Here, I've saved you this.
A fiver? Ma'am, where did that come from? Don't tell me, I don't want to know. I'll go. But don't go telling Billy, do you hear me? I don't want him laughing at me or telling the kids. Oh, look at the time. Oh, my hair's a mess and the hem's coming down on my coat. I'm going to have to nip next door and ask to borrow Betty's best shoes. And where's my glasses? Oh, have you seen my glasses, ma'am?
Calm down, they're on the end of your nose, Barmy. Now, listen, if you get a part, I'll cover for you. We'll say you're at bingo with me.
No, he knows I've banned you.
Spiritualist church, then. We can tell him I need to speak to your father. Tell him I'm pining for him.
Ma'am, he's been dead 22 years.
Exactly. It's time I got in touch. I'm so excited for your read.
Like, so am I think. Faffing with your hair again?
Yes.
Don't you think you could just put it in a nice, neat ponytail and get yourself down to the college and enrol for the Tai Chi class?
I'll scrub my makeup off and wear a sack and all, shall I?
Do you have to say an all the time? It sounds awful, Sandra. And yes, less makeup and sensible clothes might make you look less like an estate girl. Sandra, in case you haven't noticed, this is not an estate. It's a private residential area.
Mother, I really haven't got time for all this just now, OK?
Maybe if you didn't... Well... have so much on show, then you might actually get a proper job.
And what if I don't want a proper job? And there's nothing wrong with showing your best assets. One day this body's going to earn me a blue...
Please don't swear. And I know you are deliberately trying to alarm me. Well, I'm not looking for an argument. But you know the ground rules. If you want to live here with your father and I, then you must abide by our...
Well, don't tell me you were about to say rules again. Mum, let me apologise in advance. Your rules stink and so does this town. I wish I'd never come back.
You don't mean that. Sandra, tell me you don't mean it.
Why? If I stay, I have to abide by your rules.
Maybe we can reach a small compromise, dear. Maybe if you enrolled at a college, you could join a local operatic society or something. I've heard Swanland are thinking about King and I.
That's nice of them.
Look, I know you... Well... miss this show business lifestyle of yours. Of course you do. But education can be just as stimulating.
You reckon, do you?
Yes, I know so.
And how is that, Mum?
I don't know what you mean, Sandra.
I mean, What would you know about education or stimulation? Firstly, you left school, married the first bloke you met whose parents lived in a detached house, you had me to keep him, and the only stimulation you get is showing off to all your stuck-up friends from the WI. And we all know what lies you tell them.
I do not lie. I just told them you were a translator, that's all. Well, how could I tell them you were a dancer on a cruise ship?
Easy. You open your mouth and you just say it. My daughter is an exotic dancer. She trained very hard and she's very good at it.
Why did you get sacked?
I didn't get sacked, Mother. I resigned.
And why was that?
Because I found it hard to get up in the mornings.
And we both know what that means.
Yes, we do. And I've paid the price. I'm back here rowing with you again. Mum, if you want me to stay, give me some space, eh?
Show business doesn't exist in this town. You know it doesn't. I just thought if you had something solid behind you...
I'm fine. I have a few plans. I'm OK. I'll find something to tide me over, hopefully.
Am I allowed to ask what?
No. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to finish getting ready.
Am I allowed to ask where you are going to?
Trust me, Mum. It's really best if you don't know.
Next one's flipping ages, isn't it?
Aye.
Just, I'm in a hurry. Got somewhere important I have to be. You know, you can bet if I were a leggy blonde or someone dead famous, that driver would have seen me and stopped. Still, it's not raining.
Not yet.
Just, I don't want to be late. Got an audition, you see. I'm an actress. Well, nearly.
I knew I should have brought me washing in.
Oh, I love the theatre, me. All I have. And it said in my horoscope this morning that something I start today will change my life forever. And I think I'm destined for fame, you see. I know it. And then there'll be no more waiting at bus stops for me. I'll be chauffeur driven in a pearl white limo.
What are you doing here? I thought you was going to that audition.
I was. Look, ma'am, you go in. It's going to chuck it down. I have this washing to fetch in.
I knew you'd do this. Bottle out of it. Just like you did them special reading classes and keep fit. And step aerobics, even when you like.
And why was that, eh? I couldn't afford to go, could I? It was embarrassing. Everyone in a different outfit every week. And what did I have? A couple of telephone books to stand on and a fluorescent shell suit. I'm not going to make a fool of myself anymore.
No? Then do something with your life and stop being pathetic.
I don't know why I never learned to read. I think I must have forgotten to try and then just got good at pretending. By staying at home and helping my mum with the housework. I'm good at cleaning. I'm an expert. But it never ends, does it? Houses get so mucky, don't they? There's all a summit that needs washing or scrubbing or fetching from the shops. I don't know where all the years have gone. I've never had spare time. I've never been able to put my feet up or take up a hobby. When the kids were all at home, they filled every corner of my life. I lived and breathed for them. Fetched and carried and washed and scrubbed and cleaned for them. And then one day, I suddenly realised they'd all grown up. And then they all left home. And I couldn't bear it. The house was so empty. The table was so bare. I had to tell them to still come for the teas, didn't I? I had to keep doing the washing and making the teas. I never had time for anything else. Right, well, if I go now, I might just catch the quarter past. I'll see you later. What if I have to read out loud, ma'am?
Tell them you forgot your glasses. Make something up. Go on, you're going to miss your bus.
You make sure you stay out of trouble. Give us a kiss, then. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Ye will. Ye reet break a leg.
Eh?
That's what they say, you know. These show busy people. You're gonna be a star.
Can you put your foot down a
a bit. I'm on my way to an audition and I don't want to be late. I'll give you a generous tip if you can get me there on time.
So you're going to be a star, are you, love?
What do you mean, going to be? I already am.
In my head, anyway.
Suddenly Monday appears again. Where was the weekend? I lost it again. Ran to the bus stop.
Singleton Town, please.
Can't change your father, sorry, love.
But I ain't got hope smaller.
We'll have to ask someone then, won't you, darling? Can you get a move on? I'm already running late.
Yeah, and so am I. So you better put that paper down, put that fag out, get your foot down and shift it then, ain't you, darling?
Believe there were only two parts. Never said out about that in paper.
I know, for two old codgers as well. I fancy doing costumes and makeup actually. I've had loads of experience.
I bet you have, on cruises I mean. It must have been fantastic, sailing to exotic places and dancing every night. Blimey, I'm being paid for it.
Yeah, well.
So why'd you come back?
What's this, third degree?
I'm sorry, I'm just fascinated by anyone who's worked in show business, that's all.
I didn't like them women who auditioned, did you? Right, stuck-up cows they were. You up to God you don't go with them.
I know, that one with massive nose clicked her fingers at me.
Well, I tell you now, if they get the parts, I'm not doing it.
Here, is that the Riley Centre?
Yeah, it is.
Flipping heck. Is it still open?
No, it has to shut at four. Probably to disinfect the place, it's right dive. Mm. Were you meant to be at the audition?
Yeah, I was. Oh, except I couldn't find anywhere to park.
Oh, heck, am I too late?
What for, cleaning job or audition?
Eh?
Oh, she's only joking. Apparently, it has to shut at four.
Oh, I don't believe it. Two buses it took to get here. I've been sat in Station Buffy for over an hour. I've smoked 15 fags and I'm still shaking. Oh, well, even if I was late, at least I can tell my mother I came. See ya. Oh, wait, she ain't cast it yet.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means? It means she hasn't given anyone the part.
And there's only two parts.
One's for an old slapper, and apparently the other one's for someone, no offence, but a bit like you.
Me?
Yeah, says here, the character of Fish is a big, fat fish house woman.
You cheeky so-and-so.
Oh, no, she weren't being cheeky, it's true. Look, here's the script, you can have a look at it if you like. She said she's going to ring some of the people who didn't turn up anyway. Look, we're going to have a drink in that pub, why don't you come?
Oh, I don't know, I don't usually go in pubs without my husband.
No. Well, you do now. Come on. I'm desperate for a pee.
Well, I could do with a sit-down for a bit. I've lent a neighbour's shoes to come here and they're nipping me corn, so it's shocking.
Brilliant. We're going to be working with Darby and Lee and John.
I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I can hardly contain myself.
Well, I can't have out alcoholic. I've potatoes to peel when I go.
Well, I'm on a prescription.
Oh, come on.
So, what's she like then, this Jill woman?
Oh, she was just normal, wasn't she?
Normal. Nice though.
Oh, she wasn't all arty farty. She was down to earth, wasn't she, Sandy?
Very. I hope she can direct.
That's why she wants. Hang on, what does she call them?
Old slappers?
Eh?
Extraordinary, ordinary people.
Oh, and what the hell's that supposed to mean?
Well, read it for yourself, here.
Here. You can share it with me.
Oh, no, you're all right. I'm going to have a quick pee and then I need to be getting off.
But I thought you were interested. Come on, we can read through it together. Well, there's only two parts. You do one and I'll do the other. It'll be a laugh.
Yeah, and I'll read directions.
Look, I've really got to go. I think she must have bladder trouble.
Rubbish. She's just tried to chicken out of it. Well, we might as well forget it and go home, Babs.
Hey, she might think she is.
And what are you going to do?
Talk her into it.
It's you and me, you know.
What is?
What do you think? This play. You could be Fish, right? Because she's, well, a bit like you, isn't she? Age and that.
Fat and daft, you mean?
Yeah. And this leather woman, well, basically, she's just like a common version of me. Not that I'm a tart, but I am from all. And I've seen it all before. And that Sandy reckons that the other women were too stuck up.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of lines to learn. I've never had to do all like this before.
Neither have I. But you heard what they said. It's for ordinary women just like us. And how often does that happen, eh? Never. That's what. Look, it's not going to matter if you've never done it before. You'll learn all that, won't you? She's seeing people again tomorrow night. You and me should get together and have a practice first, and I bet you we'll get it.
Do you know, I think it's going to take up too much of my time is all this.
Oh, aye. What else do you do with your time? Feed your kids and keep the old man happy. Hey, should I tell you what I do with mine? Walk me dog, talk to me dog, and lay next to her at night and tell her that tomorrow I'm going to do something exciting with me life.
Yeah, that's sort of what my mum said. She said it'd do me good. I don't see how it's going to help me now.
I'll tell you how. We'll be using our brains for something more than watching Coro or peeling spuds or filling in the fizzy lottery ticket each week. I'm going to go for it, me. And I think you should have known.
You don't even know me. How do you know I'll be any good at it?
Well, I don't. How do you know I will? Look, why don't we meet up tomorrow and read it through together? Get a bit of practice in first, before tomorrow night.
No, I can't. Look, I'm going to have to go. I'm late. Billy will be wondering where I am. And he'll know I've been in a pub.
Well, hang on a minute. Wait.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't. I don't even know why I came. Well, I do. My mum made me. But I knew it was a daft idea.
Look, you came, didn't you? Even though you sat in the station for over an hour, you still came. Why do you think I was late? I was sat in my car trying to talk myself out of it and then into it. And then suddenly I thought, Pauline, you balmy old cow, just give it a fizzing go. I'm telling you, this could have been written for you and me. It'd be easy.
Look, it might be easy for you, but it won't be for me. Look, I've got to go.
Wait. I'll give you a lift if you promise me something.
What?
That you'll give me a chance to help you learn your lines and that.
Well, I'll take a lift because I'm late, but I'm not promising you anything.
No. Well, I'm going to have to charge you for petrol then.
Fine, but I've only got my bus fares.
Well, you'll have to owe me then. You can give it me back tomorrow.
Fine, even though I can't afford it.
Oh, stuff you then. Get a taxi.
Aye, I will. Anything's better than sitting in a car with you and that gob of yours.
Well, that suits me just fine.
Good, and you know what you can do with this script, don't you?
In Crazy Big Fish, Pauline was played by Rachel Davis, Babs by Sally Walker.